JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
Throughout 2014, the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development remained committed to achieving its vision of facilitating the development of communities and improving the amenities provided to Jamaicans. This has seen the ministry spending millions of dollars to undertake numerous projects covering care for the vulnerable, fire safety, solid waste management, and the provision of information and communications technology ICT systems to parish councils. In a bid to improve the standard of care for the people of St. Thomas, the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development spent $31 million to construct a male ward at the St. Thomas Infirmary in Morant Bay.
The opening of this facility is a critical signpost of our journey to provide tangible social protection to the vulnerable people of our country. Indeed, it is one of the most important duties of care we have, and we are charged to ensure that we do our very best to make effective social protection the common experience in our country.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel R. Scott. The ministry has received $250 million from the revenue surplus of the National Housing Trust to help in its efforts to improve the quality of care delivered to the vulnerable.
It has to do with the improvement of infirmaries, $80 million, assisting with the provision of shelter for street persons, $74 million. Assisting with the maintenance of indigent housing, $72 million.
Junior Local Government and Community Development Minister Colin Fagan. The Local Government Ministry supporting the development of agritourism through the redevelopment and upgrading of 25 significant markets across the island. In December, Portfolio Minister Noel R. Scott opened the $94 million Black River Market in St. Elizabeth.
When completed, these markets will look nothing like what we have been accustomed to. Instead, they will have proper waste management systems, sustainable rainwater harvesting facilities, and solar panels for electricity. This market is a prototype of what the modern, spatially efficient, and multidimensional market will look like. This is not just a market upgrade, but a transformation of public space and a vehicle for economic activity.
The market is the first of its kind to be built in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean, and is in keeping with the thrust to re-establish the town of Black River as a prime commercial hub. The local authority made a further step to better serve residents in Northern St. Catherine by providing access to services offered by the St. Catherine Parish Council with the launch of the Linstead Town Centre, officially opened in November. The Linstead Town Centre will serve as a pilot for others across the island, facilitating service delivery and encouraging participation in local governance. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB's, fleet of vehicles was boosted with the addition of three new state-of-the-art fire trucks valued at $133 million. They were deployed to fire stations in St. Andrew, St. Catherine, and Clarendon. Repair work was undertaken on hundreds of fire hydrants island-wide, following the donation of $13 million from the government of Japan. The funds also allowed the JFB to train more than 650 community members in fire safety skills and basic fire hydrant maintenance.
What this is actually doing is empowering some of these community members and empowering the communities by extension to help themselves and then be able to help the fire brigade. The ideal situation that we want to have is a situation where persons in the communities know the hazards, know what it is that they are looking for, and they themselves can prevent these fires from actually happening.
Public Relations Officer, Jamaica Fire Brigade, Emilio Ebanks. As part of the ministry's drive to improve national solid waste management, land was identified for the establishment of a $35 million waste transfer station near George's Plain in Westmoreland. This will help to improve garbage collection in the parish and greatly offset the high cost to transport waste to the retirement dump in St. James. Those were some of the major achievements of the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development for the year 2014.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.